Ah, you're finally awake. No, no, don't move. Please, I'm much stronger than you are. Struggling is no use. Just lay your head back on my chest. You're safe now, in my tent. You've stopped thrashing. Good. Now, let me explain what has happened. You were carrying my sword, and you tripped, banged your head on a table. You might have had permanent brain damage if it hadn't been for the startled healer at the table. Why are you apologizing? Embarrass me? Well, the only person you embarrassed was yourself. And frankly, you scared me more than you made me feel shame. Now lay still and let me pat your head. You know, the healer told me you'd shown signs of being overworked. But I've never heard you complain. You've always been excellent in every way I could ever ask of a squire. When you first came to me, you seemed weak and scared. But you've proven yourself. You're very dependable. Perhaps too dependable. I've grown dependent on you. And I didn't notice the pressure I put on you, poor boy. Shh. It's okay. I've got you now. Just let me wrap my arms around you and hold you tighter. What's that down there? No, no, don't hide it with your hands. I saw something twitch. Is that what I think? Oh, I see. No, no. There's no need to apologize. I just didn't think any man would see me like that. They only see me swinging that massive sword around, my gleeful face covered in blood. My body is far too toned for their taste. Do you like my strength? Is that why you wanted to be my squire? Why you work so hard to earn my favor? That's... How could I have been so blind? I'll have to make up for that. And you'll have to promise me to slow down. You're in my care as much as I am in yours, my eager boy. Since you like to work hard for me, I'll have you do something for me. Something to prove that you're fit to get back to work. Go on. Show it to me. Don't be shy. Take your pants off. My, it's quite a mace you got there. Lift your shirt a little so I can see your tummy and chest. You know, I've never thought about this before, but you're a very cute boy. You're my cute boy. Go ahead and touch it. Think about me. Gently stroke it for me. That's it. Up and down. Really let your thumb rub on the tip on the way up, and then drag it all the way down to the base. Keep stroking it slowly. Let it get harder as you stroke. While you're doing that, let me run my hands over your tummy and your chest. Feel the calluses on my fingers. The sharpness of my nails gently caress your body. Take your other hand and use it to cup your balls. Don't squeeze them too hard yet. such a good boy, stroking his rod for me. A little faster now. That's it. Here, let me hold your chin with one hand and move it just a little so I can nibble your ear. A little reward for being such a good boy for me. Oh, so obedient. Give the head a little tap on the side. That's it. One more. Now keep stroking. Your breathing is inconsistent. I think you're struggling too much, what with that head wound. Here, let me take over. I'll just put some massage oils on my hand first. There. How does my hand feel? Not quite as rough as you expected, right? Let me tighten my grip a little as I move up and down your shaft. How does it feel to have your knight jerk you off because you're too weak to do it yourself? Oh, you're making such a desperate expression. It's okay. Your lady knight will take care of you. But you're not allowed to come yet. Even if I go a little faster. Like this. Oh, keep resisting it, my sweet boy. I can feel your cock getting harder yet. It feels so nice in my hand as it twitches under my firm grasp. Oh. There you go. Now you're getting closer. I can see how flustered you're getting. My good boy. Don't come yet. I want to toy more with you. I'm getting quite aroused from watching you squirm in my hands. You're such a yummy good boy for me. Oh, I see the pre-cum leaking out. Just let me rub that all over your dick. Now, I'll keep my hand still and hold a tight grip on your shaft, but I want you to buck your hips up into my hand. Go on. That's it. You want me that bad, you'll have to keep this up without coming. You're such an eager thing. Desperate boy in heat, trying his hardest. Let me pull your head to one side so I can kiss you. Oh, don't come yet. You can only come when I tell you to. Smells nice. Let me just get a taste of this pre-cum spilling onto my hand. So yummy. You know what? You've been such an obedient, good boy. I'll give you your reward. Let me reposition you and lay you flat on your back. That's right. I'm going to let you come soon. I promise. Just a little longer. There we are. Let me lick your shaft from the base to the tip. Like this. I'll use one hand to gently squeeze your balls. They feel so full and pent up. Let me grip your cock with my other hand. Run my thumb in circles over the tiny bit of tissue between your cock head and the shaft. Let's see how disciplined you are. I'm going to count down now. If you reach one, I want you to release everything you've got. 10, 9, keep resisting. 8, 7, just let me gently suck on your balls. 6, 5, 4, gently nibbling the bottom of your shaft. 3, almost. 2, putting my mouth on your cockhead and squeezing your balls to push it all out. Get ready to come for me. 1, come for me, my sweet boy. Come on. There's so much. That was delicious. I should milk you more often. What a yummy good boy. We'll keep this between us. If you want to keep being my squire. It's so cute watching you thrash and squirm under my grip. Watching you come. I'm keeping you all for myself. Maybe if you keep following my orders like this next time, I'll even let you go further. That's right. You keep being my good little squire, and I'll take very good care of you.